Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At my house I got a TiVo and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. At my house I got a TiVo and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius.
Alright, there's a lot of things to get to, but there's some really heavy hitters dropping not only on Netflix, but HBO's getting back in the game in a big way. We'll get to Stranger Things 3 in a moment, but I think on our show, we're all like, as soon as Sunday night hits, we're watching Big Little Lies, right? Is that what's the first show you guys watch when the week rolls over?
Generally, it's going to be Big Little Lies before Euphoria, but I'd like to watch TV at the gym, and you can't watch Euphoria in public.
Well, sometimes Big Little Lies is not good for public viewing either. Yeah. Well, I'll say this. The waiting around stuff, it's pretty much a toss-up. I'll watch Big Little Lies before I watch Euphoria.
Me too.
But Stranger Things trumped everything. I got so into Stranger Things that the minute it came out, I watched a couple episodes in Florida, and then we came back home, and I watched it all over the course of that next weekend. So it crushed everything. Like, I would have steamed through that before I watched anything else on TV.
Okay, now, would you, and the answer may be no, but if you had a whole season of Big Little Lies drop, would you have sat there and power watched it all weekend long?
No, and I wouldn't have done that with Euphoria either. I'd probably be, I don't know, super depressed if I did that. They're both heavier fares. Like, Stranger Things is a roller coaster ride. It's fun. It's not too serious. You know what I mean? It's like lighter fare.
Right.
Big Little Lies or Euphoria, it's a big old steak dinner. It's like, hey, you want another steak dinner? Like, nah, I need to digest that
right
a little bit. It's heavier.
They're right. IPAs.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is just a regular Mexican lager.
It's just a great Kolsch, man. Yep. So easy drinking.
A good Kolsch.
Okay, so I got to admit, I don't know what happened to me, but I have not watched 1 second of Stranger Things yet. And I know I'm going to love it. I just haven't. I know I'm going to binge watch it. But last weekend, we went to Windstar, and the really weird, depressing thing has been, you mentioned those three shows. If I thought my daughter was upstairs watching Big Little Lies or, you, God, even worse, Euphoria, I would end my life. But she knocked out Stranger Things in like, 36 hours. And it did. Oh, yeah, go ahead, watch it. And I think she's going to try and watch with me and my wife this weekend. I'm really excited about it. But it's weird talking about her watching Stranger Things because Euphoria has actually caused me to have some conversation. I've had conversations with her before, but restart some conversations.
Oh, me too.
Because it's just, man. I don't think, I really think that if you haven't seen Euphoria yet, it's a show on HBO, and the lead character, and her name is Zendaya?
It's Zendaya from the Spider-Man movies.
Okay. She's the lead character, and she's a drug addict, and her best friend is going through, technically trans?
She's transitioning,
but she's not doing the, and then everybody on this show is having wild sex and tons of drugs, and they're all posting videos on porn sites, and they're all like 17. It's the most over the top, and I'm watching this going, look, I know the youth of today are wild, but it's not this wild, is it?
Are you
surely
sure?
This show is too over the top.
I don't know. I didn't go to a big high school. I don't know.
It's got me freaked out. It's got me having conversations with my kids again, and it's got me talking to my wife going, okay, when they leave, because with every character in Euphoria, it's all these different kids that are conning their parents and are involved in the worst things they could possibly be involved in on the planet. And some of them are dealing with sick parents too. But regardless, all these kids are snowing their parents, even the ones who think they're being diligent and monitoring them. And hey, take this drug test. They're working their parents.
Right.
And so I'm watching that with my wife going, we got to be on our game.
Yes.
These kids are going to try to get stuff over on us all day, every day. Like, I'll give you an example. My wife, like when our kids go to bed at night at a certain time, they got to go to bed and they got to bring us their phones. They got to charge them. Well, she just had them away from our master bedroom, charging them in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what is that? I would have run downstairs immediately and got back on my phone while you slept.
Right.
You could have a Neil Peart drum solo next to my wife. She'd sleep through it.
Right.
I could have a drum set in our bedroom. She wouldn't even know. She'd sleep.
You need to do
but
that.
But their phones need to be recharged overnight in our room.
Yeah, your kids are still half you know, right?
Oh, yeah. That's the worst half of them.
Like, there's still that part in them that's going to make them go down and get their phone. But maybe
you
not,
little
not
farts got
them.
My worst qualities.
Yeah.
That show is so nuts, and the pilot episode is so good. Like, it is really good. And then when it moved on, and then I'm going to briefly talk about a scene that I think is the most shocking scene in cable television.
Before you bring this up, because and this is in episode 3, correct?
Yes.
Because I think I'm one episode behind. But before you bring this up, I want to hammer home the point that you said.
Yeah.
I think that the pilot episode of Euphoria was like 6 feet under good. I was blown away at how good it was.
Almost too.
And aside from just whatever we're dealing with thematically, it was shot incredibly. Like, dude, it is beautifully shot. And the acting is good. Like, everything you could want out of a pilot episode, incredible. And then these other episodes I've enjoyed, but I'm like, okay, we're just going for straight titillation now, right? Like, they've really sort of pushed it so far into outer space.
There's never been more dongs on a non-pornographic TV show.
Right.
I can say that with confidence.
Set the dong record.
That was a dong.
Okay, I know. As I know.
Did either one of you guys watch Oz? Because I did not.
I did not.
I'd always heard Oz was the dong Olympics.
The little prison action, yeah.
But man, I thought this was actually a PSA for dongs.
So basically this girl, she's a bigger girl, and she's going through that phase in high school. And she's hanging out with some of these stoner guys, and they're like, well, how big of a whore are you? And all this stuff. And basically ends up doing something, and it gets videoed and goes around. Well, it gets uploaded to one of those websites, right? Well, people are liking it, and there's comments. And she's like, oh, wait, I can be this kind of this hidden identity. Well, she's going, and she's now webcamming. And in episode 3, there's a guy suffering from micro, and he goes full Louis C.K. on her, but she's getting money out of it,
and she's dying laughing at it, and that's part
laughing
of his
at him.
Interest.
But yeah. They show you all the whole thing.
Oh, it was hard to watch, and
it was hard to watch at the gym, Ben.
Well, yeah,
so anyway, on an elliptical.
We were trying to catch up on it, and our kids were upstairs, we were downstairs, and we were like, hey, are the kids? Oh my god! Dude, there was a point where she's got this dude with a foot fetish, and he's like, take some pictures of your feet. And she's like, okay, for money. And so her mom comes into the room, goes, honey, dinner's ready. Hey, where is she? We're at the dinner table. Goes in her room. She's taking pictures of her feet. And she's like, you can take pictures of your feet later. Come join us. Thinking she's just doing something with her friends.
Right.
That scares me to death. Yeah. This show is birth control. Makes you not, if you're KT, you don't have kids. Shippy, you don't have kids yet.
Nope.
This is birth control. You're going to watch this and not want to have kids. And if you have kids, this is a panic alarm. This is DEFCON 5 or DEFCON 1, whichever one's worse. Get your ass in there and talk to your kids, because they're trying to get over on all of us.
Tell me I'm pathetic.
Okay, we'll have a dong segment.
Kitty, tell me that I'm disgusting.
We're running out of time. Do y'all want to move on to some Stranger Things 2? Can you guys do Stranger Things 2 without giving anything away?
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it's...
Stranger Things 3.
It's really cool. It's again another love letter to the 80s, and I watched it in such quick fashion. I want to go back and watch it again, and I want to really pay attention to the Easter eggs and the cool things, because this was in mine and Skin's wheelhouse, because the show takes place during the time where we were roughly the age of the central characters, and so you're kind of in a time machine going back to the 80s, which is awesome. It's sci-fi. So it's going to stretch the realm of imagination and possibility, but that's kind of what's great about it. But I found it to be just as enthralling and addictive and binge-worthy as anything I've seen on TV in a long time. And it was just fun. It was so much fun. And then at the end of it, there's something that happens, and I'm not going to give anything away, but there's something that happens at the end that rips at your heartstrings. And it's like getting off of a roller coaster and like, damn, that was a great ride. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey man, here's some perspective for you. And you're like, oh God.
Sorry you lost a foot on that ride.
Yeah, and so it's really well done. Like, I think the way they stuck the landing made the whole journey worth it. And so, like, the whole show, you may be watching and go, ah, this isn't as good, or this is what, okay. And you're like, then you're like, bam! They stuck the landing and showed that they have heart. It's definitely worth binge watching.
So, I go ahead.
Oh, I've seen two episodes, and mm-hmm. there's two things I've noticed. One, a little more tension, not tension, a little more hormonal.
Okay.
So, like, as the kids are growing,
oh yeah,
a little more hormonal. Something okay. that I've noticed, and it's just it makes you think back in time to that those days.
So, like Fast Times at Ridgemont High movies. All right, and just one quick thing. I told you guys my daughter plowed through season 3. She was kind of talking to me, and she goes, wait a minute, you were 13 in 1984? And I was like, yeah. She goes, I think that's the perfect age. So watching Stranger Things, to your point, Ben, has made my daughter nostalgic for something she didn't even know existed. And she thinks that we're the perfect age, that we grew up at the perfect time.
You guys might have got out. You guys might be getting out before it gets real bad.
What do you mean? Like our age?
Yeah, you guys might be in real good shape.
Oh yeah, we're going to die before before the world explodes.
Yeah, I think back in the day, well, I guess it just depends. But I mean, when you hear stories like, everything was always better. You know, I remember when I was selling advertising, people were like, dude, you got in this at the wrong time. We used to make deals on napkins at bars and work for about 2 hours a day, and everybody weighed three times as much money. Those types of things. Why everything seems to be going that way, right? Like everything's getting worse. The timing is worse for all of us.
Right.
Right.
Well, because we're all actually learning more about how horrible we are.
Getting a new ballpark.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan.